Hello guys, Jack here from Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast, and yes, the rumours are true, we're heading back out on tour in May 2024. 68% of the tickets are already sold out, but there are still a few left at Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, Cardiff, Sheffield, Nottingham, Bristol, Bury, and our home city of Norwich. So, don't waste any time, grab your tickets today, and come and watch me, Alfie and Robbie live.
And me.
Mainly me, Alfie and Robbie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
HappyHourLive.co.uk. See you in May.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Let's start with probably the biggest moment and definitely the most recent, the coronavirus pandemic. Pretty fucking nuts. We're living it right now. We're still in lockdown. What have you missed most about the things that we can't have?
Well, seeing my girlfriend.
Yeah, seeing Stevie's girlfriend.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Banter. So I got access to the internet when I went to university in 1995, and there was a computer room you could go to use computers to like type up essays and stuff. And there were a few rooms that were internet connected, but like if anyone that we knew who had the internet in their room, you would assume it was like a paedophile or something. Like, it was like, why would you need the internet in your room? What the hell are you looking up, you pervert?
I mean, I'm really hoping one of you boys can take the floor with this, because I am so far out of my depth. Tried researching it, still don't understand it. Does anyone know much about the Hadron Collider?
It says here that the particles that they were firing were so tiny that the task of making them collide was the same as firing two needles 10 kilometers apart with such precision that they meet exactly halfway.
Wow. That's my voice just cracked.
You were that shocked by it.
Yeah.
And also, the magnets used to do it had to be at -271.3 degrees Celsius to be colder than out of space.
Hey, which fucking nerd's working this out?
Well, the scientist, Jack. Fucking nerd.
Jack's getting wedging the paper at the Large Hadron Collider.
Jack Mates Happy Half Hour.
Hang on, I'm just going to blow my nose 1 second. Sorry, say by your neck. Okay, well done.
We'll keep that in. Hello, guys. Welcome back to Jack Mates Happy Hour podcast. That was Robbie Knox blowing his beautiful nose. And Stevie, how's your day been, mate? All right, you had a better day than the other day?
Yeah, it's been really good today, actually. So much better, thanks.
Yeah.
What's happened today, Stevie? What have you done?
Well, we're recording this one an hour after recording the first one, so I'm still feeling just as shit.
I hoped you were going to make up a fictional day of stuff that you've done.
Okay, shall we do that again?
Yeah.
How's your day been, Stevie?
Well, I woke up and my screen was magically repaired, which was really nice.
Had a brand new iPhone in the bed.
Yeah, I had a brand new iPhone. I then went and gave blood. But I got there and they just decided to give me blood instead. It was lovely. It's been such a good day. And then the delivery man came round and gave me stuff I didn't even order because he felt so bad for not bringing my stuff last time.
Oh, it's sort of gone full circle then.
Can you give us one more thing good that happened? Because I want to know what happens in a dream Stevie White day. Give us one more thing that happened today.
Go on.
I can't think of anything. I was trying to think of anything else that went bad today.
No, I want something completely nothing to do with the previous day that we recorded on. I want just a random thing that's good you consider would make a good day.
Oh, I went to the pub earlier and they reopened, but only allowed me and one friend in. It was really nice.
Mate, that's absolutely disgusting. You've broken lockdown.
That sounds absolutely dreadful. Just you and one other person in an empty pub.
Are you not bad for that bloke?
as if they gave you blood. What a clinic.
Yeah. You think you've got too much blood now?
They found too many veins. They found out you're all vein. Right, okay. This is part two to a show that we did called Where Were You When? We're just going to finish it off with a few more recent moments in history. Can we do the jingle again? Am I allowed?
Yeah,
of course you can.
Cool. Get involved if you know the words at home. Whether on your own or chilling with a friend, I want to know
where were you when?
Thanks, lads. Absolutely dreadful. Still not got any better. It's the internet connection. We'll blame it on that. Now, if you cast your mind back to the previous episode, you'll know that we finished the episode on a later or before, which is just a reinvented version of higher or lower. I give you a list of recent moments in history, and you have to say whether or not you think the previous one was before it or after it. It's pretty simple. Robbie and Stevie absolutely smashed it, got every single one right, completed the game, and nailed the years, really. So I've made sure that this quiz that we're going to start the episode with today is much, much harder. Yeah. Are you ready, lads?
Yeah.
Always born.
Well, so we'll kick it off with release of the iPad. I won't tell you when it is. I'll let you have a little guess, but it doesn't go towards your score. When do you think that was?
Oh, this will be easy, I think. My mate had one in sick form. I want to say 2010.
Oh, no. Is it?
What were you saying, Robbie?
I'd say like 2004 or something.
2004?
Maybe
that's too early. Maybe that's too early. 2006. I'm sure I would have been at Sky at the time, wouldn't I?
No, I'm still sticking with sick form because my mate got one and we thought it was incredible.
What?
So, yeah.
Can I just ask, why did you think it was incredible? Because I've never been impressed by the iPad. It's just a big iPhone.
Well, now I'm not impressed by it.
Small computer.
In 2010, that's pretty cool. He could play Doodle Jump on a big screen, Jack.
If it was 2010, and it was bang on. It was April 2010. Wow. That's when the first iPad came out. Now,
can I just say quickly, before the iPod came out, I was an early adopter of an MP3 player. Ooh. And it was this thing. It was absolutely massive. It was like I clipped it on my belt when I was walking around. It couldn't fit in a pocket.
Cool.
But it was like, it had a 20 gigabyte of space. I remember taking it to Soccer AM and everyone being absolutely amazed.
Yeah. What do you remember any of the tunes you had on your first MP3? Because I had an MP3 player and I remember the tunes.
Akon Lonely.
Oh.
I don't know. I'd gone in quite... quite big on mini discs, so I think I was burnt recently and had to sort of hold off a little bit because I was sure about the format.
Had that. Do you remember Sean Kingston?
Yeah, Beautiful Girls.
Yeah, I had that. James Blunt, Beautiful. Just everything with the word beautiful in.
Do you remember the London Underground song, the remix? Everyone had that all the time.
Yeah, and weirdly, I went for lunch with the guy that created that last year.
Really?
Yeah. This is when I was in the process of writing a stand-up show, and I had a manager at the time, lovely lady called Brona, and she was like, I'll take you to lunch with a friend I know who's a comedian. He can help you, like, give you some tips. And met this guy, and... It's a bit embarrassing, actually, because his name has completely slipped my mind. But I watch his content now. I still follow him on Twitter. And went home and Googled him just to see what other stuff he'd done. And he wrote that song. Yeah, mad. Yeah. Do you remember the song, Robbie?
Yeah. I want my money back.
London Underground.
I feel like that must have been the most Bluetoothed song ever. Do you know what I mean?
What was that a remix of?
The jam?
Going under
the jam.
Yeah. Clark.
Amateur Transplants were the names.
Adam K is his name, the
yes.
comedian.
Yeah.
Adam K. Right, okay. So we go from the release of the iPad in April 2010. I told you this one's gonna be a lot harder. Was that before or after Rebecca Black released Friday?
Oh, okay. Rebecca Black Friday must be after that.
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know, Rebecca Black was that YouTube girl that went super, super viral back in the day for releasing Friday.
I think Friday was 2011.
2011.
Oh, he's given a year. Yeah, I'd say after.
You never fail to impress me, boys. You got it bang on.
Oh.
2011. Now, a bit easier this one. The Malaysian Airlines plane, the flight 370, that went missing, didn't it? Never been found, never been recovered. What year was that? Was that before or after Rebecca Black released Friday?
That was after.
After. That's more recent.
Yeah, you got it bang on. That one's a bit easier. But what,
2016?
Have a guess at a year?
Nah. 2013, 2014?
If you have to pick one of them.
Oh, 2014. I'll go closer to Robbie.
2014, you bang on. Correct.
Wow.
Got it, yeah.
He's like Rain Man.
People went crazy for Pokemon Go. Was that before or after that flight went missing?
That was after. I had a friend called Sam who lived here about 3 years ago. So I'm going to say 2017 for that.
I remember briefly meeting up with you, Jack, by the South Bank. I think we had a drink or something.
Yeah.
And it was during that week when you were playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I'm mad that you actually remember the little details, like I was playing Pokemon Go.
No, I mean, you were literally playing while we were talking, so...
Oh, what an inconsiderate bastard.
No, it was fine.
Yeah, 2016, correct. You got the year wrong, but you're still in the game. You're still right.
I'll take it, I don't care.
I thought this game was going to be harder. I've just looked at my next question. It's not hard at all. Banksy's painting self-destructed.
Oh, that was recent, wasn't it?
It was.
That was only like 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2018.
It was indeed, October 2018. But was that before or after same-sex marriage became illegal in the US?
Illegal?
Legal. Became legal in the US.
Ooh.
Toughy.
That's close, isn't it?
I'm going to go, I think...
I'd say after.
The marriage. I'm going to go before. I think this is the first time we've...
Oh,
am I?
Oh,
am I?
Marriage before or after?
I don't feel I should split.
I'm going to say marriage before. That wasn't that recent. Sure. Like, it hasn't only been in the last couple of years that same-sex marriage has been legal.
Okay, so Stevie, you're going to take Robbie's lead then. Are you happy with that, Robbie?
I think Stevie should be in charge. He's great at this.
I'm saying before. I'm saying a few, yeah, I'd say four, five years ago.
Okay, this is... Let's say you're right. What year would you go for?
Well, what was 4 or 5 years ago? 2016, 2015. Oh, you choose one of them.
I was going to go 2017. So, you choose.
It was.
You're good at this.
I would have said 2015. So in between, we'll go 2016.
It's June 2015.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
You're doing well though. You're still in the game. Remember, you're not. You don't have to get the year. You just have to guess. Was it before or after?
We want those bonus points.
How have you picked all these things, Jack?
I don't know.
Did you just think of things and do it?
Yeah, I thought of things and I had to
help. It's good. It's impressive. A very diverse list of things. I'm really enjoying it.
I have to give the credit to Fiona, really. She's the mastermind behind this. So well done, Fiona. Leonardo DiCaprio finally wins an Oscar. Was that before or after 2015? Before or after same-sex marriage became legal?
That was The Revenant, wasn't it?
Correct. Correct.
Which was 20... That came out in 2015, did it? So it must be the Oscars just up, 2016?
You are a fucking nerd, mate, I swear. You've got that bang on. It's actually starting to irritate me.
I don't want us to win anymore. I want us to get the wrong...
Yeah, I do. Oh, God. Right. I'm going to actually change the order of what I've got written down here to make this more difficult for you, Stevie. I can tell you now, there's 4 months in this. Harambe became an internet phenomenon, but was it before or after DiCaprio's won an Oscar?
What month for the Oscars normally?
January.
So after?
I think it'd be after.
Why?
I just instantly, I don't know, the way you worded it made me think it was the same year, but now I've just, after. I'm going to say after. The weather
was a bit warmer.
It was a zoo. Yeah, the weather was good. So it's got to be. You don't go to the zoo when it's snowing. No. So it's got to be after.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, right. Brilliant.
The logic to get to that one.
Yeah. Now we've got two more. Gangnam Style was released. Was that before or after Harambe became an internet phenomenon? Both internet phenomenons in a way.
Ooh.
Gangnam Style was the first year I came to uni, so 2012.
Can I be asked to do this anymore? I don't know.
I'm remembering these things to things that I did at the time.
It was 2012. Now we're going to really test you with this last one. Gangnam Style was released in 2012. It took only five months to get to 1 billion views. That's mental,
isn't
it? 5 months. But the last question. Lady Gaga wore a meat dress to the VMAs. Was that before or after Gangnam Style was released in 2012?
That was ages ago. Before.
What do you think, Robbie?
I don't know. I remember. I'm going to just go with Stevie because he's an expert at this. But
I wouldn't have a clue on the year, but I'm pretty sure that was when I was in sick form rather than uni.
If this is the last one, shall I go after just so that we can have a winner, or are we doing it as a team?
No, we're a team, Robbie.
Right, we're a team, okay.
All right, you're going before. If you had to have a stab at a year?
Well, I'd say sick form, so that'd be 2010 or 11.
2010, maybe.
Okay, we'll go Robbie, 2010.
Oh, fuck you all. You bang on.
That was mental.
I thought that quiz was hard. It was literally, not only have you absolutely smashed it, you've got all the intricacies of it as well. You've got the years, fucking hell. But then again, you are both sat on a computer which has Google. So I'm going to be a skeptic. All right, I'm going to be an absolute skeptic.
You skepticize all you need to. Let's see how people at home might be getting just the same.
No, people at home are fucking idiots, mate.
I know, they're listening to this.
Exactly. Right, now let's move on to Where Were You When? We've got a series of slightly more light-hearted stuff this week. I know we spoke about 9/11 last week, so anything's going to seem a little bit more light compared to that. But let's start with probably the biggest moment and definitely the most recent, the coronavirus pandemic. Pretty fucking nuts. We're living it right now. We're still in lockdown. Can anyone remember when who knows the date that the UK officially went into lockdown?
23rd of March, was it?
Yeah, correct. Bang on. How do you know that so well?
Because my work everyone had to leave work. Only some of us were allowed to carry on working. So it was a Monday.
How does this, Robbie? I know you've got a few more years than us. Like, this is the most mental thing ever, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
I remember we spoke about this on our isolation app of Happy Half Hour, and I mentioned about the only thing we can really compare it to is like the Black Plague. But like, what in recent sort of, let's say in the last 100 years, has there ever been anything? And I'm not just specifically asking you, Robbie. I know you're not 100 years old, but has there ever been anything like this in the past 100 years?
There was something
there was
a pandemic, I believe, wasn't there around
1900s?
Something, yeah.
Yeah,
what was that?
I'm not just saying a random year again. I watched the Explained Coronavirus documentary on Netflix.
Right. What's that? What is that like, by the way? Because I keep seeing that come up, and I think I'm already sad enough. Like, I don't need it to.
It's an interesting watch. It's really weird, though. So it shows like interviews of like Bill Gates early last year saying, like, if a pandemic hit the world right now, we are not even remotely prepared. There's bits of like WHO, the World Health Organization, saying we need to prepare for a pandemic from last year, which is weird that they're all suddenly saying it and then it happens. But it does show about that one that Robbie's just mentioned from the early 1900s and shows how one place in America did herd immunity and one place did a lockdown and what the difference of the two happened.
Oh, wow.
Which is quite interesting.
What was it? Just for anyone who doesn't know, because I wasn't aware of this until about a month ago, explain herd immunity quickly.
So herd immunity is the idea that they allow as many people to get it as possible with the thought that they'd get over it, and then you couldn't then pass it on. So although a lot of people would die in bulk, the disease itself would go, it would disappear a lot quicker because people would then be immune to it.
Right, okay. So
that was the original idea of our government.
Was it?
Yeah, they had they mentioned it in many things just as it first happened, saying that that might be a way of doing it.
Wow. Okay. And so what were the findings? What did the documentary say?
So exactly that. Way more people died in the one that did herd immunity, but they did get over it quicker. The other place did a lockdown. Way less people died. They had a peak, but it went on quite a lot longer. They came out of lockdown a little bit early, had a second peak that was worse than the first lockdown. I know what you're thinking. This sounds so similar. And then eventually it died out. But yeah, the other place ended a lot quicker, but way more people died.
Fair enough. Have you heard of a Netflix film called My Secret Terrius? Have you heard of this?
No.
So yeah. There's this thing, yeah. It is a Korean show. I saw it on. I saw that it went viral on Twitter. I think there's a fairly simple explanation to it, which escapes me now. But you can Google it. But there's a show called My Secret Terrius, and there was a meme going around saying go to like episode X, Y, and Z, and skip to like certain time code. And so we did it. Me and Fee went on Netflix and searched it up, and they just predict the coronavirus. Like it's. To like such a specific detail that it's actually a bit scary. But I looked it up, and isn't it because coronavirus has been around for years or something like that?
Yeah, because it's a thing that's different from this virus. There's different types of coronavirus, isn't it? That's why on all the Dettol it already says protects against coronavirus and that sort of thing.
Right.
Coronavirus is just like a strain, but the current one, COVID-19, it's a version of SARS, isn't it? So it's just a lot stronger, and it's this current one the human body just doesn't know how to get rid of properly, and the antibodies don't fight it in the same way as any other one before.
It's a bit bizarre, but yeah, the show, the quote is, the lady in the show says, what's more serious is that the coronavirus has an incubation period of 2 to 14 days. The virus was manipulated to attack the lungs directly within 5 minutes of being exposed. And then she goes on to say how there's no cure for the disease. And in the show, she teaches children how to wash their hands and stuff like that. So scarily similar to what we're going through now, but it does actually feel like we're living in a film. Like yesterday, me and Fee, we went to Cromer and just walked along the seafront for a bit, and when we got it's probably the first time definitely the first time I've left Norwich during this, and that's only because the lockdown's been slightly eased. But when we got there, we got to the car park, and it was literally like something from a film. I hadn't seen it in person, but there were white tents up, and it was the car park was doing a coronavirus testing thing. It was just, and then there was like 6 or 7 people dressed in like military uniform just testing people. It was absolutely mental.
Yeah,
so
I know someone who's working for one of those, and I also know someone who went and had a test done recently and said it was the weirdest situation.
Right.
You drive in, he said that the guy like threw swabs into the car, and he was told that he had to rub it on his essentially on his tonsils for about 10 seconds. So he said he was just gagging the whole time because you have to do it yourself. So they're not putting their hands in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Obviously they have to have gloves on anyway, but then he had to put another one up his nose, but like as far as possible up his nose, and then rub it around there for a while. And he just said it was disgustingly uncomfortable.
Oh yeah. Fiona showed me a video of somebody doing a test, and it just looks really horrible. It's really horrible. Yeah. They literally have to tip your head back, don't you, and put the bud all the way in. Fucking rank. What was the last thing you boys remember doing before the lockdown? Did you do anything significant?
Well, I was in like America, till the 15th. I got back on the 15th of March. So it was basically 8 days after that we were locked down. So I was out, like, the day I was skiing in Telluride in Colorado, and the day we left Telluride, they shut the mountain. They shut every ski resort in Colorado that day.
You know.
And they'd announced that they were stopping flights to the UK from the Monday or something like that. We're at the airport when that news was coming through. So it did feel like we were fleeing. Like it felt a bit like we were saying at the time, it feels a bit like sort of Walking Dead sort of thing when you're fleeing some kind of zombie invasion or something, yeah, like that, trying to get home.
Was the airport any different? Was there like lots of things up or?
Not really. I mean, there wasn't really. I mean, I think people were giving each other slightly more space, but it wasn't like now where it's like 2 meters distancing and all that sort of stuff. It felt a little bit like we were sort of going, but then the flight was delayed because something like 50 people didn't get on the plane in the end, despite having checked their bags and had to get all their bags out because they've obviously gone, hang on, maybe this is a bad decision to travel.
Oh,
like Americans, wow. Presumably. So they said, sorry, we need to get like 50 bags off this aeroplane before we can go. So there's a bit of a delays, wow, like that. And then as we landed, we saw pictures of the airport that were much worse, or other airports that are much worse sort of thing with people, yeah, trying to get out and that. But it felt so weird because you're in a ski resort, particularly the one we were at. The one where it was at the end of a sort of box canyon. So you drive into it, but there's no through road. You can't go, you wouldn't pass through. You can only be there if you're going there. So it, yeah, feels like really this like, closed off, surrounded by mountains, little place. It felt so unlike we were at any threat of a virus, yeah, or anything like that. It felt so weird. Then you come back into it all. It was odd.
Fair enough. What about you? What about you, Stevie? What was the last thing you did before lockdown?
I was in Norwich shortly before, wasn't I? I was with you for your birthday, which was only 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
We filmed a podcast with Cal Freezy. And then I think I had a night out about a week before, and then I saw my girlfriend a couple of days before, and then haven't seen her since. Lucky girl. So
madness. Yeah.
All going well.
I went to Cheltenham Festival on the,
oh, yeah, like,
which is mental.
9 days before, it was absolutely packed, mate. Absolutely packed. Just stood in crowds and crowds of people cheering at horses.
I'm surprised they kept that on.
Yeah, well weird, well weird.
Oh no, I went and saw Lewis Capaldi, didn't I? So, because during that gig, he even said, if you're going to catch it somewhere, it's going to be, like, he made jokes about it because it's right. Mental that it was still on. Yeah. Obviously, they weren't just going to close it off because it'd lose the money, but they were still allowing these massive events like Cheltenham, and I think he performed again up in Scotland shortly after, and a lot of people kicked off about it.
Wow, yeah.
Just having events with thousands of people.
Horrible.
It seems a bit crazy now.
What have you missed most about the things that we can't have?
Well, seeing my girlfriend.
Yeah, I guess. I was going to say the pub.
Yeah, Stevie's, Stevie's girlfriend.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Banter.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy Nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
He just says, how many holes does a straw have? 0, 1, or 2? The internet can't figure it out, so I've done what any sane person would do. Ask the Luke and the Pete.
Join me, Pete Donaldson, and Luke Moore for an unplanned half hour every Monday and Thursday as we talk about, well, anything really, from your emails to life's great mysteries to this guy.
The noise you're going to hear sounds like a man being interrupted by a car. He isn't being interrupted by the car. He is making the car sound.
Sim, não, mas você é hippie.
Por quê?
How on earth is he doing that? Beep, 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 beep. How does he make that noise? Listen now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Beep, 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 beep.
The Luke and Pete Show is a Stakhanov production.
Right, let's go a little bit, a lot further back in time to the introduction of the internet. Robbie, I think you should take the floor with this one. Do you know when the internet first went public? By the way,
I don't know. No, but I know it was a lot of things were around for a while, weren't they? But
yeah,
do you have got a date?
Yeah, 6th of August, 1991. But the internet was around for many years before that. But that was when it became like the public could access it from their own homes. It was 1991. What was your first memories of the internet, Rob?
So I got access to the internet when I went to university in 1995, and there was a computer room you could go to use computers.
Yeah, but they massive computers.
Yeah, quite big. Yeah. So you'd go to the computer room on campus to write things up and all that. But you also had an email address. That was the first email address I got, and in my head I sort of thought, well, the internet was always around. You just got it when you went to university. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, like, really?
Yeah. Well, not. I knew it had been around forever, but I thought you just get it then, sort of thing. But it was weird because there were a few rooms that were internet connected, but like if anyone that we knew who had the internet in their room, you would assume it was like a paedophile or something. Like, it was like, why would you need the internet in your room? What the hell are you looking up, you pervert? Like, my mate Speedo had the internet in his room. We're thinking you're some absolute wrong one. Then obviously it turned out it was all right. So yeah.
Do you remember the old dial up?
Yeah. So I sent a message around on our little chat beforehand, some joke that you guys didn't get about AOL CDs. So you used to get like a CD to get on the internet, like it was given away in like newspapers and stuff from AOL, and you'd
really?
Use that to get on. I can't remember the deal. It was really weird. I remember the dial-up. So you couldn't use the phone while you're on the internet. And yeah, this wasn't that long ago. This when I was at Soccer AM. I suppose that was quite a while ago, but we had dial-up internet then.
I remember I'd go around my nan's because she had the internet, so I'd be playing on her computer and be playing like Habbo Hotel or whatever it was, and if somebody called the landline it would knock me off the internet.
So if you want to download one MP3, it might take you like a few minutes to download a song.
You get on LimeWire.
LimeWire. I remember that.
Unreal. Those were the days.
Unreal. What about you, Stevie? Do you remember the old dial-up?
I remember my sister wanting to use the phone a lot, and it got to a point where we just have massive arguments in the house because we'd want to use the internet. But that was, again, to play things like Neopets.
do you remember a time before the internet? No, I guess you wouldn't.
No. But I also don't actually remember the internet being a thing until I was old enough to need to use it. So like when I think to my childhood, I never think of doing anything on the internet until I was at least maybe 10 or 11. Mm. But it was obviously around way before 2000.
But
I
think maybe it's just because we weren't the first household to get it by any means. But I think I kind of remember a time before it. I remember when mobile phones started getting introduced and everyone had a Nokia 3310.
Yeah, so I can tell you roughly when that would be, because I went away to Canada. I knew one person when I was at university who had a mobile phone, and we used to take the piss out of him because he had a mobile phone.
Oh,
it's not
really?
Trendy, isn't it? Yeah, because it was like, it was either like, what are you, some kind of like yuppie sort of knobhead sort of thing or a drug dealer or whatever like this? Why would you have a mobile phone? And then I went to Canada for a year, came back and everyone had a mobile phone. I was like, all right, I'm supposed to get a mobile phone now. So it's like in 1 year it happened.
Was it that quick, was it?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it might be a coincidence everyone was, but then no, because they weren't that expensive, were they, to get by this point. So I think when I went to Canada in 1998, it would have been expensive to get a mobile phone. When I came back, it was sort of fine to have a mobile.
What was your first ever mobile phone?
It was a Nokia one. It was one that you could, I don't know what it's called. The one you could change the covers on. Like they had millions of covers.
Yeah.
I'll Google it while you're.
Did you? I had that mobile phone that had like a clear back, so you could pull it out and you could take a photo, cut the photo into the shape of the case, and then put it back in. So your case was actually just whatever your photo was.
Oh, I don't remember.
Do you remember that?
No.
Oh,
Robbie,
I remember being welcome with that.
3310, because I think everyone
that might have been. Yeah,
Nokia 3310 was 2000.
Was it?
I've Googled that. I don't just know the year.
Yeah, no.
Was it that? Maybe I'm not sure.
You could do the
3310 was the one with Snake.
Yeah, you could do the polyphonic ringtones where you'd press each button, it'd make it Yeah.
I think that's actually what made me want to play piano. I used to remember like exactly what you just said. I used to do like the Simpsons songs and stuff on that, figuring it out.
Yeah.
And then that just made me want to play piano.
Yeah, so weird. I used to print off the internet like the different codes that you press in to make the different tunes. I had a binder full of loads of different songs as well. Weird. So weird. Do you remember?
I think it might have been the 3210 possibly. No, is
Nokia,
that what you just said?
I want to have a look at these. Nokia 30.
We said 3310.
Nokia 3210. Yeah, you'd have probably got the model before us, wouldn't you, Robbie?
Yeah, probably. But I remember I had to phone up to turn on text messaging.
Oh, really?
When they brought in phone text messaging, you had to phone up, and you could only have like 10 conversations stored. So you had to delete one if you wanted to get any new messages.
That's so strange.
That
isn't
is mental.
So yeah. Strange. It's weird that like I don't know, they might still do it now. I don't know, but you'd pay for a certain amount of texts and stuff, wouldn't you? Do they do that now still?
I think you are, but it's something like you get a billion texts. I think it's quite hard to use up your texts.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Do you remember the introduction of the iPhone?
Yep, I didn't get it. I think the iPhone 4 was the first one I got.
Oh, was it?
Because I had an iPod, and I remember thinking at the time, my iPod crashes so much, and I have to reset it. If that was my phone, I'd go mental. I just was a bit suspicious of it at first, but I'm sure it was fine, but yeah.
What about you, Stevie? Do you remember it?
Yeah, same friend who got the iPad had that first. The old iPhone 3G, was it?
Yeah.
So that would have been a couple of years before the iPad.
That came out in 2007. It was 29th of June 2007 when the iPhone came out, and it was announced, obviously, by Steve Jobs at the Macworld convention. Did anyone? Well, I think you just answered it, but you didn't get the iPhone right away, did you?
No, I didn't know.
Oh yeah, I didn't. I got an iPod Touch before I ever got an iPhone.
What phone were you? So did you get? You eventually got an iPhone, but what phone were you using just before the iPhone? Because I'll be interested to see if you say the same one as me.
I can't remember what it was. I never had a BlackBerry.
That's what I had.
That's what I thought you'd had. I wasn't there. I had like a really shitty little Samsung I think I might have just had a Vodafone's own phone back then.
Yeah.
And then I think the iPhone 4S was the first one I got.
I found out what the phone was. It wasn't that one. It was the Nokia 5110 was the first one I had.
I want to have a look what this looks like.
It does look
5510.
5110. Oh, it does, yeah.
It's got an aerial. Yeah, because that's what I suddenly thought. No, that's not. Yeah. It had an aerial.
Oh, bloody hell.
And the aerial didn't come up. It was just stuck out the top of it. But I don't think it did anyway. It was the first one you could replace the faceplates on, which is quite exciting.
Yeah, I've just seen. My mum had one of these. Definitely had one of these. Mad. Going back to the... Fiona's just put in the chat, my dad had that phone. He accidentally drowned it in the sea. There you go. He's probably loading it in the sea right now. The iPhone, I was doing a little bit of research about the iPhone. Did you know that Apple didn't acquire iPhone.com, the domain name, until a week after the iPhone release? There was a guy called Michael Kovac who owned iPhone.com. And he eventually agreed to sell the domain to Apple. How much do you think it went for? Bear in mind, it was 2007. We're talking the domain name.
2 million.
2 mil?
What do you think? Yeah, it's got to be a lot, hasn't it? If it was Apple who paid. Then again, was he smart enough to know what he was losing? I'll just half it. 1 million.
Yeah, million.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, $1 million. But what I found interesting was I searched this guy up, and he seemed to be a bit of a domain name entrepreneur, because he also owns, or owned, I should say, I'm sure he's probably sold them now. He owned golf.net, wine.net, and t-shirt.com, which is pretty mad.
How did he get it? He was ahead of it. He knew exactly what he needed.
Yeah, I can't remember the story, but there is a story of somebody having somebody seeing David Beckham play as a kid and buying the domain name www.beckham.com or davidbeckham.com, and then later on having to sell it to his dad. Which I mean, there's probably holes in that story, but I remember reading that many moons ago. Yeah, how many?
There's been loads.
I was going to ask you this, but I think it's a bit too hard. But in 2017, the Apple iPhone sales alone, we're talking just the phones, surpassed 1 billion sales. That's mental, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I was waiting for a question then.
No, I was just telling you. But not one billion like pounds in profit. 1 billion phones were sold in 2017, and that's 3 years ago now. So I dread to think how many have been sold now. But let's move on from the iPhone. Felix Baumgartner, who knows the name?
He's that Australian daredevil guy, isn't he?
I know he is. Yeah.
I don't know if he's Australian. Is he Australian?
He was Australian.
Oh, I thought
that's where he was. Or Austrian, maybe. Which one is he?
very close. I thought he was Austrian.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, he's Austrian.
Yeah, Austrian. Why did I say Australian?
Apparently
the name alone gives it away, doesn't it?
Baumgartner, apparently, is how it's pronounced.
Baumgartner.
Yeah, this is the guy that did the longest or the largest. I don't know how you'd do it. But,
the highest.
The highest free fall in history. This was in October 14th, 2012. Have a prediction, guys. And if you know the answer, then don't. But how long do you think that guy was in free fall for in minutes?
It must have been fast still. I'll say three minutes.
Yeah, I'll tell you now, I massively overshot this. Like, it's not as long as you think. What do you think, Robbie?
He goes 6 or 7.
Yeah, you're both relatively close. It's 4 minutes, 20 seconds.
Bloody hell.
It's mad. And he was the first skydiver to go faster than the speed of sound.
That must have been dreadful.
We looked it up a little while ago, and apparently that he didn't feel anything or hear anything because of how airtight his suit was that he was in. But the speed of sound is 767 miles an hour, and he travelled at maximum velocity was 833 miles an hour,
which is ridiculous,
absolutely insane. Does anyone know, Stevie? I'll be interested if you get anywhere close to this. But how far do you think he fell in feet?
Oh, bloody hell! God knows. What do they always say for aeroplanes? They say 20,000 feet for a plane.
Yeah, roughly 25,000 feet.
I'm gonna times that by 5. Let's say closer to 100,000.
I'm gonna go 40,000.
Stevie's very good at stuff like this, you know. Like I'll tell you his actual attempts. So he did a test jump at 71,000 feet, 71,615 to be precise. Then his second test jump was 97,145 feet, and then his final jump was 127,852. Absolutely insane. Crazy. How much of a moment do you think that was in time? Is that as important as we think?
I don't think it was that big a deal.
I remember it being a big thing, but I still don't know why.
I don't think I watched it.
The maths behind it and the physics and everything, like the whole reason they would have done it, it was Red Bull, wasn't it? So it was just a stunt.
It was Red Bull, yeah.
It just seems a bit pointless.
You hit the nail on the head there. I remember it being a massive thing, and I don't really know why. Like, obviously it's a hell of a feat, like to do it, but
what did they get out of it? Like, at the end of it, they know now what the maximum velocity for a human body falling from space is.
It's just, to me, like, I don't know what the scientific benefit was, and I'm probably just really naive to it here. There's probably loads of benefits, but I think it was, to me, it just seems like more of a world record attempt than anything.
Surely that's all it was.
Yeah, possibly. Now, going from that to something that actually was a scientific test, and I mean, I'm really hoping one of you boys can take the floor with this, because I am so far out of my depth. Tried researching it, still don't understand it. Does anyone know much about the Hadron Collider?
No. No.
I do, yeah, I remember bits about it. That was CERN, wasn't it?
It was 2008 this happened, 10th of September 2008, and the little kind of description that I could find that was the most easily explained to my thick brain was that it was the largest, the most powerful particle accelerator in the world. So basically what they tried to do is they tried to reproduce the conditions that existed within a billionth of a second after the Big Bang. And they tried to replicate that by colliding beams of high-energy protons or ions at colossal speeds close to the speed of light. Seems a lot of work, doesn't it, really?
It's absolutely enormous as well. Have you ever looked at how big it is on a map?
No.
Because it's underground. But
right.
It goes I think it crosses the border. I think it goes between Switzerland and France, I think. I might be... Or is that right? Maybe that's wrong.
Switzerland, so...
But no, but I think it. Hang on, I'm gonna have a look. Yeah,
100 kilometer.
Yeah,
that's insane. Yeah.
And then you've got to consider the fact that what they're actually making hit into each other is particles. So it's that big, and they're dealing with stuff that you can't even see.
That's mental. What did they learn?
There were loads of people going mental about it at the time, weren't they? Loads of people going, "Oh, it's gonna cause an earthquake. We're all gonna die." It's the same people that are burning down 5G masts now, probably.
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's people heard the sentence Jack just said. People heard him saying they're trying to create the conditions of the Big Bang, and they're going, "So it's gonna create another Big Bang." Like, it's like that's. Obviously, they're doing it in such a small capacity compared to the actual Big Bang. And then I do remember a lot of people saying it was going to create a black hole and this was going to be the end of the world.
It's but I kind of get why they would be worried. I mean, if this was to happen again now, I think I'd be a bit worried. They've never done anything like this before, so how do we know what's going to happen? Like, until humans come along, like, the dinosaurs weren't fucking about doing shit like this. So, like, the fact that humans are, like, building these 100-kilometre underground tunnels and smashing protons into each other, it's like, can we just leave that alone for a bit? Do you know what I mean?
Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
Today Healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations of Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Yeah, but I think they've done stuff before. I think they've checked whether or not it's going to kill everyone.
I've found an interesting sentence about, because obviously we've just said that it's 100 kilometres in diameter, was it, or was it a circle? But it says here that the particles that they were firing were so tiny that the task of making them collide was the same as firing two needles 10 kilometres apart with such precision that they meet exactly halfway.
Wow, that's my voice just cracked.
You were that shocked by it.
Yeah.
And also, the magnets used to do it had to be at -271.3 degrees Celsius to be colder than out of space.
Hey, which fucking nerd's working this out?
What? The scientist, Jack. Fucking nerd.
Jack's getting wedging the people at the Large Hadron Collider. No nerds.
Didn't the collider eventually, wasn't it used to then actually find a new element or a new part of, like, something they hadn't discovered
Higgs
before?
Higgs boson?
Yeah, was that the one? The Higgs boson? The God particle, wasn't it?
There must be physicists listening to this now who are hating every second of it. Higgs boson, wasn't it? One of those, yeah.
I'm shocked.
Maybe it would destroy everyone.
I'm shocked that you think physicists listen to us.
Physics students before they
They must be thinking, you fucking idiots. Like, the thing is, Stevie, no disrespect to you, but when you started talking about, like, the scientifics of it, right, I've got these multivitamin tablets in front of me and I just started reading the packaging. Like, when you
do you always do this?
Well, you were talking about science and that, and I was just like, I can't be arsed with that, so I was just reading the ingredients and that. Sorry. Right, let's go on to something that I think we can all kind of tackle a bit easier. The birth of Twitter. From the Hadron Collider to a website that only lets you deal in 140 characters, now 280. This was created in July the 5th. Do you have a stab at the year, Stevie? Go on.
Well, you already know. We did that quiz episode. Oh no, we didn't do the episode. We did a quiz, Jack, and I did it about Twitter.
Oh, did you?
It was 2006, wasn't it?
Yeah, bang on, Robbie. 2006. Created by the CEO, obviously, called Jack Dorsey, who has the handle at Jack. Does anyone know what the first ever tweet was? I can give you multiple options if you like.
Okay. Yeah, go on then.
Was it A, and this was tweeted by Jack himself, was it A, tweet, tweet? Was it B, just setting up my Twitter? Or was it C, Mark Zuckerberg so pissed right now?
I know the answer, yeah.
It was
B. And also, back then, Twitter wasn't spelt the same, was it? They didn't have the I, so it was just Twitter.
They didn't have the E. It was Twitter. Yeah, that's what it was. I think it took off quite quickly because a lot of celebrities got on it, like from sort of day dot almost. Like, do you know who the first celebrity was to reach 1 million followers on there?
I do not.
I'll give you three options. Was it Stephen Fry, Ashton Kutcher, or Lady Gaga?
Ashton Kutcher.
I'd say Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, it was.
I think him being really into it, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was really into it. I think he had a bit of a bet on with someone. I can't remember who it was, but he had a bet on that he'd be the first to reach 1 million, and he did it. Do you know who the first celebrity was to reach 100 million followers?
Was that Katy Perry?
Was indeed Katy Perry. 100 million. And finally, do you know who the most followed person is on Twitter?
Oh.
I'll give you three options if you want.
Go on then.
Is it Cristiano Ronaldo at Twitter or Barack Obama?
Ronaldo's the most followed on Instagram.
Correct.
I don't think people care so much about his Twitter.
I'm going to go Obama.
Well,
he follows you, doesn't he, Robbie?
Just follow me, yeah.
Yeah, this is insane because Barack Obama is the most followed person on Twitter with 117.9 million followers. And yeah, he does follow you. How's that come about, Robbie?
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever found out why he follows you.
Whenever anyone asks me on Twitter, I always just reply with exactly the same thing, which is we used to bang hookers together in the 80s. because I find it so funny that one, either of us would bang hookers, two, that we would do it together. Three, we'd use the word hookers. There's so much about the sentence I really like. And we used to bang sex workers together in the 80s. The actual truth. I can
is
tell
it because
you.
He saw your tweet that got featured on the news about Trump?
Yeah. It's because, boringly, before he was, I started following him before he was president, and he used to auto-follow everyone who followed him.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
So you were the hipster.
Yeah. I was. So I think he follows Spencer as well. There's a few people I've got who he also follows. Let me have a look. So it's basically people who are on Twitter in the early on and mildly interested in politics.
Interesting that somebody hasn't gone through and unfollowed you, though.
No, considering how often I've told people we used to bang hookers together, you'd have thought you've got.
I wonder if Barack Obama has ever seen a tweet of yours.
I wouldn't have thought so. He follows. Do you think he follows 117? No, he follows 600,000 people.
Oh, that's crazy.
That is mad.
So people followers I know. He follows. I mean, he follows quite a few people I know, actually. Yeah.
So he's the most followed, but his ratio isn't actually that good.
No, it's not amazing. What do you think the most liked tweet is in history?
Well, there was the Oscars photo. Was it an Oscar? Ellen DeGeneres' photo. That was the most retweeted, wasn't it? For a while.
Potentially.
Oh, was it the guy who asked for free chicken? Or something.
There was a guy that asked, I believe it was, no, it was it Wendy's or somebody? He tweeted something.
Yeah.
Asked for a lifetime supply or a year's supply of chicken nuggets, and that went crazy. But that is not the most liked tweet ever. The most liked tweet is actually from Barack Obama. It's mad. And then he put, he tweeted, no one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin or his background or his religion. And it says it's got 4.3 million likes, which is pretty insane.
Quite a lot,
what it is a little quiz for you before we move on to Facebook. What is the most retweeted tweet of all time? I will give you three options. Was it One Direction announcing their breakup? Was it a Twitter sort of financial giveaway, like retweet this, you win this? Or was it the photo that you previously mentioned, Stevie, Ellen DeGeneres' Oscar selfie?
I'd say a giveaway, because I think they're ridiculous and I know people retweet it believing it. So is it one of those ones? I reckon it's one of those ones where they go, I'm a billionaire, retweet this, I'll give everyone who retweets it $100 or some shit like that.
Well, I couldn't actually, you are right, it is a Twitter giveaway, and it was in a different language. It was somebody offering to give away loads of yen, which is that the Chinese Japan. Currency?
Japan.
Yeah, the exchange rate is mental, isn't it? Like a quid here is like a million yen or something. It's quite crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, but yeah, that was the most retweeted tweet of all time, which is absolutely insane. We'll move on from Twitter. We'll talk briefly about this because I mean it's just the same as Twitter, really. But the birth of Facebook. Twitter was in 2006. Facebook came a little bit before that in 2004, created by Mark Zuckerberg. How quickly did you jump on the trend, Robbie?
I was on MySpace for a bit, and then I think I would have been at Soccer AM when I got Facebook, so that would have been by 2007 at the latest. I'm not sure when.
I feel a lot of people jumped on Facebook very, very quickly. That was a reason, obviously, why it sort of gained so much success. But Stevie, did it take you a while to sign up? Because we would have been Bebo boys, I reckon.
Yeah, I had Bebo for a while. I got Facebook in 2008 or 9 when I was 15, I believe.
Right. Which is crazy because, if it came out in 2004, still a long time to get on it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I was just living on Bebo from then. But it wasn't the same when it first came out, was it? I mean, we've all watched The Social Network.
Mm.
It was a very different website. But I just enjoyed Bebo and it wasn't. I think, when did Bebo go down? Because I feel like I would have just swapped between the two. I doubt I would have had both at the same time.
Can't remember when Bebo went down. But Bebo was kind of like the Facebook for teenagers, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, and a place you could prove that someone liked you.
Yeah,
do you guys still use Facebook now as younger people?
I have it, but I'd say it's only for seeing what friend. I never post on it, pretty much never. I'd probably do one or two posts every 3 months.
Wow.
But it's just a nice place to leave photos, really. And then I can go back and get photos from 2008.
It's kind of like a virtual scrapbook, really. I very rarely post these days. What about you, Robbie? You use it a fair bit? No, I never.
I've up to about a year ago, I probably did, but now I'm just Instagram really and Twitter.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? Do you think we're kind of seeing it maybe fade away now? Or
I think it's still. I think it's old. I think it's just a lot of older people now. There's a lot of like my mum will be on it now, not necessarily make it for friendly people, but looking up local news and stuff like that. My wife still uses it. I think she uses it to buy and sell stuff, like local baby stuff and all that sort of thing. I think it's just an old. It gets old, doesn't it? But these things all come and go, don't they, to a degree?
Yeah, my granddad uses it religiously all the time. You can't go on the feed without seeing 20 posts a second.
I went through my Facebook a few days ago and just deleted over 1,000 friends.
Did you?
Because I used to just brag. I used
you
to
had
just
1,000 friends.
I think I had about 1,900. I used to just accept everyone, and obviously when we did Hip to Be a Hipster and stuff, people would keep adding me.
Yeah.
And I just hit accept because it meant nothing to me.
Yeah.
And then I was just looking the other day, and I kept having people's statuses pop up and stuff, and I was like, I don't have a clue who you are. So I went through, and by the end of it, I got to a point where I'd unfriended about 1,200 people. I think
we're seeing Facebook slowly fade out. Found out how many. This actually surprised me, and I would like people at home to actually just double check this because I'm not sure if I truly believe it. But how many people do you think are on Facebook every second?
Oh, bloody hell! As in the million, surely, isn't it?
Well, this is what I said. Yeah, so I said to Fiona, "Are probably about 800 million or something." But I think the facts is probably closer to how many people log into Facebook every second, because the answer was 20,000.
Oh, so rather than just
using it. There's got to be more users online than 20,000 a second. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that seems low.
This is a strange one. There are 350 million photos uploaded every day. That's insane. Oh. Isn't that mad?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And Facebook purchased Instagram. Any ideas how much for that they purchased them? I think it was about 2012.
Yeah,
it's
mad.
God knows.
A billion.
Yeah.
But they gave them 300 million in cash and the rest in Facebook stock. A billion seems like a lot, but just 6 years later, Instagram was valued at approximately 100 billion. So,
but do you think the original owners of Instagram could have took it to those levels that Zuckerberg's team could have?
No. So,
I always think that. They always go, oh, it's such a valuable company now. You could have sold it way more. But it's like, yeah, but you didn't have the sources to be able to do what this new company have done.
Yeah, true. And I think one of the first things I remember sort of changing with Instagram is there used to be a button where you could just post your Instagram straight to Twitter. And as soon as Facebook acquired that, they removed that. And you couldn't embed your Instagrams into tweets anymore because obviously Facebook and Twitter probably lock horns quite a lot. Yeah. So there we go.
They're smart, aren't they? I mean, they know that people, it's older people on Facebook, aren't they? So I guess they're just moving down.
Yeah. Generations. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. If Facebook ever was to cease to exist, not that it will for a number of years, but that they've got Instagram now, which I think Instagram is now the biggest platform, isn't it? I think the biggest social media platform. I'm not sure if that's facts, but I'm pretty certain.
It's got to be an Instagram and Twitter are the big ones now, aren't they? No one cares. But I just don't think you can get as much out of Facebook. It is just it's for your close friend groups, really.
Yeah.
So like you'll use it for events and stuff, but it's not the same as having Twitter and being able to follow celebrities or YouTubers.
I think I'm right in saying that TikTok's bigger globally than Twitter now.
Is it?
I think so. TikTok's, I mean, loads of them users are in China. I think there's something like 800 million active users of TikTok worldwide.
Wow.
It's mental.
I feel like that's because TikTok kind of forces you into it. So like with a lot of other things, like Jack, when you got TikTok, I wanted to watch your videos that you were posting on there, but it would not let me. It would say the only way I could watch them is if I downloaded it. And I was like, fuck, I'm not downloading it.
I think what TikTok did, which was incredible, was allowing you to share the share the TikTok on any platform. So like there's a button where you can share it to WhatsApp and you can actually play the TikTok within WhatsApp. Like
that's better. Yeah.
Yeah, it's mad. Fiona just said Facebook is currently still the biggest. I don't know if, yeah, it's a difficult one though, Fee, because I don't know if that's by people who have signed up to it or active users. Oh, she is. Oh, comparing
yeah.
active
yeah,
users.
But then you've got to think active users. Do you think on Facebook those active users are posting statuses as much as someone who might be tweeting?
Yeah, who knows?
So like, that's the other thing. To be an active user and just to scroll through is different to properly using the app.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Well, there we go. That will wrap up our part two of Where Were You When? We spoke today about the internet, Felix Baumgartner, the Hadron Collider. We was very out of our depth with. If you haven't listened to part one of this genre, of this theme, then go back and do that. We spoke about Trump becoming president, Obama, England's penalty shootout win, and 9/11 and stuff like that. It's been a fun one. Thanks for being by my... What?
You ended that on a 9/11? It's been a fun one.
No. I said 9/11 was last episode, which was a sad time.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I'm trying to promote it, Stevie, for fuck's sake. Thanks, Stevie, for being by my side. Not literally, but across the internet.
I wish. One day.
One day we'll embrace again and we will go and see Robbie and we'll go for a pint. I need a pint with you, Robbie.
I love that. Yeah.
I'm missing you. I'm giving you a virtual hug through the screen now, by the way. Aww, so thanks, embrace mate. It. Embrace it. Right. Thanks, boys. This has been Jack Makes Happy Hour Podcast. Where Were You When? We'll see you next week when we'll be doing something completely different. So look forward to that. Say bye, boys.
Bye.
Jack Makes Happy Half Hour.
This was a Stakhanov production.